There's a proposal on the boards for a solar-powered vineyard and farm at Turner's Beach, and it's to grow the wine, grapes and the vegetables as organically as possible. The idea has come from John Briggs, who's a local developer and owner of a restaurant in Devonport, and he joins you now. Good afternoon, John.
How are you, Martin?
Yeah, good. For people that don't know you, you're a Queenslander originally. You've been here in Tassie for about 10 years now. I think it's Leith is where you live, but you've got a history involving motorsport, which is where I know you're from. Second in the 1978 Australian Grand Prix. You owned a V8 supercar team. You won an Australian Sports Sedan Championship. But life has slowed down a little bit for you at this stage, but obviously you're pretty keen on continuing to keep yourself busy with other projects.
Yeah, looking forward to this one at Turner's Beach there. It's, I guess, a lifelong dream to build a vineyard and to do it well. It does double up a bit for us because we, with the restaurant now, we're kind of always looking for better produce, and this will give us the opportunity to grow our own stuff. We're putting in a fairly sizable and heated greenhouse, so yeah, we'll be able to supply our own product and know what's in it and on it and all that.
Well, there's a real market for organic produce these days, isn't there? I mean, it's sort of almost a premium end of the market, but if you can add that to the restaurant experience, then that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Really looking forward to it. In fact, the chef that I only recently employed, Italian guy from Sicily, he was brought out to Australia by the Hilton Group, and we were most fortunate to lure him to Tassie. So he now is our head chef, and his attention to detail is amazing. But one of the things that he said to me after we'd agreed that he would join us, I said, you know, why did you decide in the finish to come? He said, one of the reasons I liked it was because I knew that we were going to be doing our own vegetables. And he said, from the chef's point of view, that is a big tick.
Right, OK. So you made him an offer he couldn't refuse, so to speak.
He didn't come cheap.
So it's going to be a little while before this gets underway, of course. It's only in its planning stages, but there's a bit of work before you actually get to that, because Clayton's Rivulet goes through the middle of the property, and it's Twin Oaks, if anyone knows of that. But there's been some issues with the Rivulet in recent years, and it needs a good clean-out, actually.
You're spot on there, Martin. We had an enormous amount of work to do there to get it all flowing properly. It had been choked with willow and you know, just the general debris that finds its way into these things over a long period of time. Because back in the late 1800s, that was actually a flour mill on site there, and they weren't getting enough water flow for the mill, so they redirected the water into one channel, and those days, of course, they didn't have the equipment we've got now to do a proper job of it, so it really wasn't well done, and we've tried to improve it so that when we do get a big downpour, the water can actually get out rather than flood the property.
And it's been prone to flooding, hasn't it, in the past?
It has, absolutely. You can see where it's actually taken banks away each time there's been a big event. It just eroded more bank, but to the point where we were going to lose one of our oak trees, and it had inundated halfway under the base of the tree. But I'm not complaining. It's a beautiful property, and you know, very excited about, you know, doing something special with it.
If you'd lost one of your oak trees, John, then you couldn't really call it Twin Oaks, could you?
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah. So at this stage, you're planning to plant the vineyard in September, and my knowledge of vineyards isn't that extensive, but I understand that it takes a few years before you actually get wine coming out of them. But I'd imagine that the turnover with vegetables would be a bit quicker than that.
Yeah, we'll turn the vegetables over quite rapidly, but you're right, the vines take 2 or 3 years before you're starting to get any fruit from them. But the boys down there at Windows on West Stella have done an excellent job with theirs. I've actually tasted a couple of their wines, and they're absolutely beautiful. So if we can do something similar to them, we'll be very happy.
Yeah, so the exposure to the vines, it's on a northern-facing part of the property. I guess that's how you'd want it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there's a bit of science in this that's a bit beyond me, but from what I understand, the vines predominantly run north-south to pick up full sun without the shadowing effect from the next row type of thing. And so they will predominantly run north-south, but they'll be right across the face of the front to the highway. So as people are on the walk track there, they'll see the beautiful vines, and we're going to have gardens at the end of each row and that type of thing, just to add some detail to it.
And of course, this project will provide local employment as well, John, which is important in this day and age, given what we've all been through in the last 12 months.
Yeah, it will employ probably half a dozen people on average most of the year round, and then at times, obviously, when the picking's on and what have you, that will escalate considerably. So, yeah, it will employ a few, yeah.
Do you think down the track that it may become a tourist attraction in its own right? Because we know a lot of vineyards have cellar door sales and things like that as well.
Look, we didn't intend on it being a commercial site. I mean, you know, the berry patch down the road do a very good job of that. We're kind of not wanting it to be a commercial enterprise. I've got lots of other things to keep me busy, and I really don't want another commercial enterprise. It will produce fruit for the vines and food for the restaurant, but I don't particularly want a cellar door, so to speak.
No, well, you need to retire at some stage, John. I know how active you've been over the last 30 or 40 years. You've got to put your feet up at some point.
Well, I'm supposed to be retired now, but the funny thing is I seem to be working harder than I ever have.
Well, we're glad that you are, because you're doing wonderful things for the Northwest Coast. So congratulations on the idea. I hope it's a fantastic success for you. Nice to catch up with you again. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Martin. Thank you.